on our program today. Eli Stein, Spoon Mayor, good to have you back, Mayor.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Here we are, 2025, yep. Underway.
Yes, got the first meeting of the year under our belts.
And did a few, actually a very quick meeting, but a couple of important things out of that meeting.
Yep, the meeting was short in length, but we had a lot that we accomplished.
Well, one of the big things is after multi-years of not being able to fill a city engineer position, we do have a city engineer now. We did approve that last night by the council.
Yep, so we have Perry, who's formerly with SEH. He did a lot of work for the city through our years with SEH, and he knows the projects that are going on very thoroughly, and so he'll be our formal city engineer now.
Perry Jerzvik, again, had been, he's done over, well, a lot of people that have been involved with water and sewer projects in the city are well familiar with him. They've worked with him a lot in the past. So he's not new to the city.
No, he's not. No, he knows the city very, very well. So we're happy to have him aboard.
And once again, really, because it is a very busy time. And he's been in on some of the beginning stages of a lot of these projects and a lot of this. Everything from Daisy coming in to what was going to be happening for water and sewer even beforehand.
Yep. He helped with all the reports for the water and wastewater treatment facilities and all the investments that we'll need for the next 20 years on those.
And we got a lot of other, got a lot of residential growth, things like that, subdivisions going on. So he gets involved with a lot of things.
Absolutely. Here, so. He's excited to be aboard and helping with all the different projects we have going on for our growth for our city.
And any new things that might be coming up,
which are around the corner, you don't know.
Still in the works, still working on those. One of the other things from last night, the one I say it's part of your actual budget, budget work session, but a couple of years ago, you moved the hotel motel tax into the meetings, so you didn't have a separate meeting with
That's right.
And it is one where you do have some discretionary spending in there.
That's right. The code says that the extra tax that's collected on hotel stays, short-term rental stays, has to be 50% of it has to go to tourism related activities, and then the additional 50% can go elsewhere. That's where we do have some discretion, but virtually the entire amount does go back into what puts quote unquote heads in beds and replenishes that fund.
Biggest share of this, obviously, and when the when it was actually voted on by the public, some people thought at the time it had indicated that how much would go to Convention and Visitors Bureau. It never did on the actual question that was on the put out to the voters.
Some cities do have that very well spelled out, and ours is more broad, so we do have more authority there.
But we do, really, the focus of the council has been definitely to make sure that Convention and Visitor Bureau is getting it, because they are driving a lot of the...
Absolutely. So, the biggest recipient of the funds does go to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We had started out thinking we'd have $200,000 to allocate. Looking at the actual revenues generated last year, it was $219,000. So we felt comfortable assuming that we would get $220,000 this year. Yeah. And as Convention and Visitors Bureau got $90,000 out of that $220,000.
So, these are based on doing the fiscal year. But is it the hotel motel tax? Is that for the calendar year?
I do not know. I would have to ask Andrea.
She's the one that's got the skills.
Yeah.
But the big thing is your amount has continued to exceed the $200,000 you
had
been allocating.
Yeah, we've been building up a reserve fund there from budgeting under what was actually collected.
So it did give you some flexibility. You did did raise the amount the council was expecting to budget, $220,000, and nobody had a problem with that. Because you already know you've got some significant things already lined up that are going to be happening this year.
Yes, we have a lot of tourism-related activities from the pyrotechnic show that's going to be going on, Central Iowa Expo, Firefighters Convention was mentioned.
The golf tournament.
I should be remiss if I didn't mention that. That's a big one.
That's there.
And so we'll have a lot of occupants in our hotels and short-term rentals. So
it'll be a busy time.
Yeah,
so the big thing here was the biggest share, $90,000 going to Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yep.
The next biggest chunk is actually part of your economic development contract.
Yes, so we have an economic development contract with Ames Alliance. One-third of that is paid out of hotel motel revenues, and then two-thirds is paid out of the general fund budget.
And again, it's been well worth it.
It's been fruitful. Yep, our relationship has been good, and they've helped us along our journey in economic development.
Who also gave a good chunk to Boone County Economic Growth, because they've been heavily involved with many of these projects.
Yes, so Boone County Economic Growth assists us with land acquisition, different things that occur with all these housing projects with Daisy and things of that nature. They helped a lot with the land acquisition for Daisy in particular this past fiscal year. And we've been allocating money and investing in that corporation mm-hmm. for many, many years. And so, you know, they do spend on our behalf with those investments that we made previously. And so they asked for a little bit higher investment this year because of that.
And none of the council had any problem.
No, not at all. Yeah, they asked for $20,000, and you know, that'll probably be a one-time increase, but we might increase the base rate that we've been given them from previous, which was $10,000.
Another big chunk you wanted, and I think everybody wanted to stay committed to this, but it has to do with the Main Street program, because you've made a... You are the public portion.
That's right. Yeah, we have a contractual obligation with the local Main Street to allocate $30,000 a year for 3 years. And then after that, we'll renew the contract, mm-hmm. of course, to see where they're at and what their needs are.
But you definitely wanted to make sure that was in there. That's absolutely coming out of here. At this time, this is coming out of here.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And I know these are things that you have to look at as you're going forward. You got an application from the fairgrounds and weren't able to do the whole amount they requested, but did give them money. And Historical Society, I think, is back for a second time.
Yes. So on the fairgrounds, they asked for $10,000 again this year. We allocated $3,000, which is the same as last year, to help sponsor some of the events at the county fair. And again, that's another great thing that brings visitors to Boone. And they had the tractor ride last year, which was a great event that brought people here. And then the History Center is replacing the elevator in their building, which is long overdue, and so we're happy to help with that as well. We're able to give $4,750 to that effort.
One of the things where I know we have had debate in the past, didn't have too much last night, but did fully fund the fireworks, 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah, so we have a contract for $13,000 for the amount that it costs for our fireworks show for 4th of July. And, you know, we have been able long ago to raise more money from donations of soda cans and some private donations. But we wanted to make sure to council wanted to make sure to fully fund that without necessarily needing to rely on the donations.
It's going to be a Friday this year, 4th of July. Well,
that'll be a good weekend.
It'll be a long weekend. So anyway, those just some of the, that's it.
And we had $10,000 to Puffer Billy Days, which is an increase from last year.
So again, these are things that we can do with hotel motel tax. You do have some limitations on what it can go for, but
You know, one big
felt pretty good.
Yeah, one big achievement that we've had over the past 2 years is last year we repaid the transfer of two and a half amounts of $40,000 to the Boulders repayment to the general fund. And we finally, after all these years, did the last repayment to the general fund for that Boulders.
So
that's off the books, and we don't have to worry about that anymore. We'll be looking forward to increasing these numbers by doing a hotel motel study to see if there's another hotel that would like to locate here.
That's another thing, yeah. Well, let's talk, because that came up during your goal setting about doing a study. Yep. And again, it's one of those things where there is an interest because of the amount of activity that's been going on.
Yep.
And not just here, but I know the Ames portion where you work with them on...
They hit their occupancy pretty frequently over there, and people need places to stay. And so we'll be doing a study to find out what type of hotel would be best suited for our city, where it could be located, and things of that nature. So I'm really looking forward to the results on that.
We're just only talking right now, folks. Yep. We're getting to that point where...
Got to get the information together.
We'll go to work on it at that point in time. A couple of other things. People probably haven't seen it because it's a lining project, but we did get a chance to hear from Waylon Andrews that a project he wanted to get done, and it's a sewer line that actually runs under Quinn's Besser. People, it's a big business. It's a big operation there. But having a sewer line under the building makes it a little bit difficult. So he wanted to do a lining project on that, and moving along pretty good up to the holiday break.
Yeah, so we're really happy to see the progress on that. And, you know, lining those sewers really extends the life of them, so you don't have to tear it all out and put a new one in.
So he's had several others. I know that you'd like to do a few more.
Yep. We'll keep supporting him on that so we can extend the longevity of everything we have underneath the streets.
Mike Cornelis, a little update on the tenure. This is one of the goals that I know you were heavily involved with when you were on the council. And again, it's still part of the city's goals. But to get a kind of a 10-year plan for the parks, take a look at what you've got. I mean, over the years, there's been we've got a lot of parks, a lot of facilities.
Yes.
Trying to maintain all those, that's a challenge.
Yes, it is. And so the Park Commission has done a great job trying to take a comprehensive look at everything we have in our parks and our cemetery, and to see where the most important needs are by ranking everything from 1 to 5. You know, what needs to be replaced immediately, what can wait a little while, and what can be expanded for the future. And so they'll give us a report by the end of the fiscal year to see where we can make those investments to make the most impact in the shortest amount of time.
Did say making pretty good progress on it. He did say it's a lot more work than a lot of people would think.
It is. I mean, McCose Park itself is, enough to meet most cities' park needs. And so it helps him, too, being newer to the job of park superintendent,
sure,
to really understand where he's starting from, too.
And what they're looking at. And it gives the Park Commission an idea of where to focus.
Yep.
Where to focus. And, I mean, there's so many different things.
Absolutely.
Especially when you start looking at the pool, and then they're also responsible for the cemetery and also the...
And the street trees, like we talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone, we're focusing on that right now because we know it's an immediate need. But that's just one small part of a very large job.
Well, we do know that we continue to move forward. Budget, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes.
Next big, the big budget meeting is really...
The general fund budget, all of our sewer and water budgets, that'll occur next Tuesday, so a week from today.
On the 14th.
14th, 6 p.m., so it's a public meeting. Everybody can come. I do believe it will go smoothly. We're not in an assessment year. Expecting many changes in property valuation. Mm-hmm. So we really do know what we're working with for the most part.
You have a pretty good handle on.
Yeah, I do believe it will go smoothly. Budget will be balanced and things of that nature.
Part of that is you have department heads that have been already spending quite a bit of time working on.
That's right. Yeah, the department heads start way back in November, planning out what their budget's going to look like, what their immediate needs are, to work with administration to see what's feasible, what's not, what they're going to be able to expect this year, and then on into the future. And we already did that CIP plan, too, that they can work off of as well.
So we've got that, and that's one of the things that I think... You haven't formally adopted that yet, have you, the CIP?
No, that comes back.
It'll be coming up here.
Yeah, it's in the spring after we do the regular budget, but we kind of know what to think about when they're making their budgets.
Of course, a lot of things are focusing on what's getting Hawkeye or Hancock extended, getting all of that other work done, and then getting started on some of your substantial projects at both water and wastewater.
Yeah, so those enterprise funds will be, a very important focus this year, water and wastewater, how much is coming in, how much we're expending on these upgrades and improvements for our water and wastewater treatment systems.
A lot of people, and I don't, it's on here because you had the resolution to complete, I think, the payments with the for the lime sludge removal. A lot of people don't really... That's something that goes on constantly. It's something you have to continue to do at the water plant.
Yes, everything is an ongoing process with the water and wastewater.
And it costs more all the time.
Yep.
$311,000 for that. Well, we do one pond 1 year and then try to go to the next pond the next year and keep moving along with it, too. Some of the other things, otherwise most of the departments and everything else getting into the new year, relatively quiet right now.
Didn't have any reports this year, this time. City Administrator Scare had a report about the May visit to Washington, D.C. We'll go with the Alliance to talk to our legislators, tell them what's going on in Boone and how they can invest resources back over at home from Congress.
And that's been, you haven't gone on that, but you've
not
had several council members that have.
Yep. We have a couple council members that have gone a couple of times. Moorman, Bird, and Angstrom are going to go this time. Mm-hmm. and hopefully they can get some face time with those legislators and let them know what our needs are and how they can help us.
One of the things that we did get actually had attracted a lot of attention to, and it wasn't just us too, but Ames and Nevada and everybody else along the line, the railroad, and again, the mm-hmm. amount of traffic going through and things like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion when they went up last year about these rail crossings, what they can do to make sure that our viaduct is structurally sound and things of that nature.
So, again, they do get important contacts there.
They do.
It's much easier to talk to the Federal Railroad Authority from Washington.
Because they are the authority over that. We don't have the authority to discuss much with them.
Basically, coming into 25, got a lot of different things that are going on.
Yep.
A lot of housing projects.
Housing projects continuing to go. This cold weather is going to slow things down quite a bit, but we'll get through it, and we'll see a lot of work being done in the spring.
I know we didn't have an overwhelming amount of snow. We were one of the areas that did get pretty good snowfall. Public Works, again, part of it was their first time really. What are we doing downtown?
Yep, everything went smoothly there, and hopefully they can get a break, and pretty soon they'll get the Christmas decorations down so they don't suffer too much in the weather. It'll be good for next year.
Bring them back, year two.
Yep. I guess one of the other things that we approved last night was the letter of support for the Radicato grant for the Catalyst, which was a Jenny and Chad were there, and earlier in the day, the Economic Development Committee went and toured all the progress that they're doing in their building. They got a new beam on the upstairs to support the roof. They're doing a lot of demolition in their upcoming kitchen area, so it's been really, really exciting to see everything they're doing there in that building.
And part of this, people need to remember, again, these grants, BDIF, which we've done some of that with them, and Catalyst grants, these are reimbursements.
Yes.
It is not giving them the money
up
front. They have to spend the money, and then they get reimbursed.
Yeah, the city matched our match on this Catalyst grant application was our BDIF for their facade. And so the city's a pass-through to actually apply for this grant from the state, $100,000. And so that'll reimburse them for the work that they're doing on the interior of their building.
We've had pretty good success with our Catalyst grants. Again, next door to us, they're getting that building completed and ready for being used.
Mm-hmm.
The other one,
Tin Pig,
across the street from you guys, they have completed their grant requirements.
That's right. We're drawing that down now.
But you're still encouraging them to move a little quicker
on getting the building open. And, of course, they want to do that. And fortunately, now they're working on the interior. So Mother Nature doesn't have so much say on what's going on with that.
And we have another one that's being worked on, the one Tina McDonald.
Yep, up on Marshall Street.
Yeah.
So on the north side of the tracks.
There are quite a variety of them, too. A lot of things going on here.
Yep, as always.
And waiting to see what comes up here with some of the Main Street things. I know they'll continue to meet with you. And I know Nate didn't have a report last night, our rec director, but I know he's been collecting a lot of information. He's looking to, again, involve a few more groups, I think. And
looking to expand the youth sports with blast ball and flag football.
So, again, doing some things that aren't readily out there right now.
That's
and
right.
Not looking to take over anybody's programs or anything, but help to augment.
How can we assist? How can we support? That's
Pretty much what we did before when we had the director.
We'll just get into
around.
The groove.
Eli Stein's Boone Mayor, again, coming up. Really, the big one is the budget meeting next week. We got a couple of committee meetings that'll be coming up as well, but getting into a busy time because once we get past this holiday break, you get a lot of not only budget work going on, but now we're starting to get into some of our contracted, our capital improvements that are going to be going on.
Yes, the construction season can begin.
And obviously everybody's going to keep asking you, when are we going to break ground for Daisy?
Sometime this spring. When I have a formal date, we'll let everybody know.
All righty. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Tuned In, hosted by News Director.